Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Reunited in Green. I am Derek Taylor, taking you back through the best of the 2019 season. Today, week 18, the Riders and Stampeders in another battle for first place. The Riders had so many of these coming down the stretch, and this was a fascinating game with Cody Fajardo attempting to bounce back from his worst performance of the year. We'll talk to him about that and the series of illegal hits he took in this game, just rattling. And at one point, an injury that thought he might cost him the season was on offering in this game. Craig Dickinson, Shaq Evans on what could have been critical plays early in this one that could have swung the whole game. We'll hear from a ton of your favorite Riders going in depth behind the scenes like you have never heard before. Luke Mulliter joins me next as we go inside the booth. It's Reunited in Green on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Inside the booth with Derek Taylor and Luke Mulliter as we look ahead to the Riders and Stampeders from week 18, a critical game for the Riders, the only team they had not beaten in the CFL season to this point. Luke, the Riders came into this game in first place after that convincing win the previous week over the Bombers. My contention, that was the best they'd been feeling all season long. They would have had, in my mind, nothing but confidence going into this game against Calgary. Mentally, where did you think the Riders were at?
Well, I think that, especially with the Calgary Stampeders, if you look at as far back probably as 2016, if there was one team that understood what the Calgary Stampeders tried to do on offense, it was the Saskatchewan Roughriders. And this coming in at an all-time high, this is another one of those games, right, where you got to line up the teams and the phases, right? Like, okay, both offenses are good, both defenses are good. So then you look at special teams and you say, okay, well, there's a potential edge here for whoever can figure out special teams, right? And you just hope that some of the inconsistencies that the Riders displayed at the beginning of the year with their special teams units didn't pop back up, right? So special teams actually had a big impact on this game.
Oh yeah.
And that's what you get when you're playing the top tier of the league. When you're playing the Winnipegs and the Calgarys, you have to be on point at all times in all phases because they're going to be.
Yeah.
Right? And it had an impact on the game.
There's a classic scene from the very early Simpsons where Bart's going frame by frame and says you can see the moment where Ralph Wiggum's heart gets ripped in half. Mm-hmm. You can hear in our voices where our hearts get ripped in half as I hadn't seen a kickoff recovered for a touchdown in a long time, but it happened against the Riders. And man, you will emphasize special teams and you will emphasize turnovers and I will emphasize big plays. And man, there are so many in this game that if one thing is a little bit different, yeah, the whole outcome, it's a blowout win or it's a blowout win the other way.
And you know what? This is also the game that we came in and you always got the feeling that the Calgary Stampeders defense was being disrespected a little bit. Right, they were a very good defense as well, but we weren't putting them on the same sort of pedestal. Even though,
oh no,
they were right. They weren't on the same pedestal as the Hamiltons, the Saskatchewans, and for whatever reason. And everybody already hates Bo Levi Mitchell, right? So they had a lot of things going against them. But again, one of the things that happened in this game, and we can look to the game before that as maybe a precursor, is you knew that Calgary made a concerted effort to take Shaq Evans out of this game.
It is remarkable, and we should talk about that. Shaq, the week before, Winston Rose is in the CFL for a reason.
Baller.
7 for 193 and a touchdown Shaq Evans had, primarily defended by Winston Rose. And we'll hear Shaq talk about it, and we'll hear Cody talk about it. They get deep into this game before Shaq gets a catch.
Yeah.
It was a remarkable performance. They'll break down exactly why they think it happened. They had other weapons other than Shaq,
they had to roll in Roosevelt and Watson. And whenever this team has looked to Roosevelt and Watson as the main contributors of their passing attack, that's when you know that the other team, the opposite team, is playing really well, because they're keeping guys like Kyren Moore and Shaq off the. And so Roosevelt finished with 5 catches for 60 yards. Watson finished with 7 for 54. That's over 100 yards of offense, and two guys that normally don't play a big role in the point.
They move the chains,
yeah,
right?
They move the chains, but they're not going to get in the end zone, right? Those are, and they kept, Calgary kept Shaq away from the football.
It was remarkable. We're here.
This is minus Trey Roberson.
Well, and that was a critical play early in the game where Roberson got hurt, and Shaq's impression of what that play could have been, you've got to stick around to hear it. It's tremendous. Calgary in this one, they didn't look like they were lacking anything when these two teams played in week four and Calgary slapped the Riders around at Mosaic. They're now back to full strength with Bo Levi Mitchell back in the game. And it would turn out Bo of 2019 wasn't Bo of past seasons. But I imagine if Bo Levi Mitchell's on the field, every player is hyper aware of that and way more concerned than, say, of Nick Arbuckle.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that when Bo Levi Mitchell is in the game, the protection around him through that system and through the players is great. He very rarely gets harassed in the pocket. And I remember watching this game realistically, there wasn't a ton of scoring, right? Like, we thought there'd be a whole lot more scoring. Well, actually, we wanted there to be a whole lot more scoring.
Yeah.
But, like, you saw times in this game, and it's happened over since Bo Levi's been in this league, that just he is so pocket aware.
It's crazy.
That sometimes it looks like the O-line's doing just an amazing job protecting, and they do, but sometimes, like, him taking 2 steps to his left buys him so much more time, and those are the things that the greats are always aware of, and that's what makes him so special. It's just his mouth at the end of the day is what also makes him such a villain. It's great.
We'll talk to Jason Shivers about Bo Levi Mitchell, what he tried to do to Bo early in this game, and how well he thinks it worked. One of many topics we will hit as we look back at Week 18, the Riders in Calgary against the Stampeders in another battle essentially for first place in the West. It's coming up about 10 minutes from now on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. About 8 minutes away from kickoff on Reunited in Green, Week 18, the Riders in Calgary to take on the Stampeders in yet another battle for first place. And Luke, you've said many times, the Riders' goal wasn't to finish first in the West. It's to win the Grey Cup. Obviously, finishing first helps you get there, so a sub-goal along the way. How important do you think would it have been to them to be in first place on the leaving this game? It's not the ultimate goal, but is it important? Let's say that.
It's important, but not as important as creating momentum for yourself. You think about this game literally represents the only loss of the final third that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders had. So I think that if you look at this game in that context, this was a game that didn't sway their confidence level in any respect, because they still went into the playoffs on a high. Was it like a make it or break type of deal? No.
If they were to lose this game, the Riders would no longer control their own destiny, right? With the rest of the schedule being BC and home and home against Edmonton, essentially 3 winnable games. So that was the perspective we took it from. And maybe some of that is, one, the Stampeders boogeyman. It's the only team they hadn't beat to this point. 2, it's Craig Dickinson against Dave Dickinson. There's all sorts of things in there. Does Calgary have their number and la, la, la? So many narratives that we can spin off of this of, man, it would just be cured if they could beat Calgary.
And you kind of wish that they saw the Calgary team that played in the Western quarterfinals.
That team was bad. Bad.
That was actually disturbing watching them get, because you don't see teams physically impose their will on Calgary much. It doesn't happen a lot. And Winnipeg imposed their will physically. And you sort of say, well, how come you can't get up for Winnipeg, but you play the Riders at the your top level? You're a 10 out of 10 every single time you see Saskatchewan.
Winnipeg at home in the playoffs, they didn't get up for.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Right? But that's the respect they have for the Riders. They know that, listen, if they're going to come out with a win against Saskatchewan, they're going to have to bring their A game on all phases. All 3 phases are going to have to be locked and loaded right and tight for the whole 60 minutes in order for them to get a win against Saskatchewan. And you don't feel like they take that same sort of... It even goes into the way they talk about Winnipeg, right? I've heard some of the best quotes Bo Levi Mitchell's ever said during halftime when they play in Winnipeg. You remember that one comment he made a few years ago when they were up on Winnipeg and he says, yeah, well, you know, we're showing them who they are right now and we're going to continue to show them, right? Like I don't think that they respect Winnipeg as much as they respect Saskatchewan. That's a good thing, but it's also one of the things that make it so special. I remember from my career, the best games I've had been able to be a part of have been those Calgary-Saskatchewan games. And it's why I'm a totally different person off air if you ask me about Calgary's chances to win. Like, I'll be as pragmatic and as politically correct as I can be on air. But if you pull me aside after I do the pregame or postgame or whatever against Calgary and you ask me, it's going to be, man, F Calgary. Yeah. Period.
Cam Judge not playing in this game. It ended up being a really big game for Micah Tights from the Calgary area, went to the University of Calgary, got a start. And there were some spots where you point out, okay, maybe Micah could have done this better. But man, for the biggest game of his life, kid balled. He balled.
Yeah. And you really, it's again, that's that window of opportunity. We talk about you don't get your opportunity that much. And sometimes it only comes once. And sometimes even when it comes once, it only literally comes in one play, right? You have to continue doing your thing on special teams. Like Micah Tights is that guy. He's done the right thing. And then when he gets inserted in the lineup to actually play, he continues doing the right thing. Because there is a big difference in performing at a high level on special teams and knowing that you're not a guy unless you're called on late in the game to do some spot work, right? To starting a football game. Because then what you start to do, when you're a guy who contributes so well on special teams whenever you're on the roster, right? When you're then told, okay, now you're starting, one of the things that happens in your brain is you get into this complicated push and pull about what's more important, right?
Okay.
You sit there and you say, well, I'm a special teamer, but wait a second, I'm starting on defense now. What, right? Like, and it affects your preparation, right? You're no longer sitting in the special teams meeting at 9 o'clock that you know is going to go for an hour and a half saying to yourself, well, this is my sort of deal. Now you're like, okay, I know my special teams assignment, but now I'm going to walk into the defensive meeting and Coach Shivers is about to ask me where my drop is on any defensive play that involves a zone, right? Like that, it affects you. And some of the guys don't handle it well, right? Some guys, the players that don't handle it well are the guys that are like, oh, well, special teams is no longer important.
Listen for Micah Tights. He makes some big plays in this game. Listen for the early part of the first quarter. Shaq Evans, what he feels he could have done in that first quarter. What happened on that kickoff that Jamari Gilbert stuffs in the end zone? So much great stuff coming up on this edition of Reunited in Green. Week 18, the Riders and Stampeders. Kickoff is next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.